with a shaved head, but you could see it's kind of like stubbly, unshaved right. in a while. It's salt and pepper black hair close to his head. He is got all that same kind of beard, like just 5 o'clock shadow. He doesn't take care of himself. And he walks up. He's a big dude. He's about 6 foot six. And he looks pretty strong, but he does have a bit of a gut hanging over, and he's got his shirt off. He's like, "Are you serious?"
I'm quite serious, my friend.
You want me to be fighting children next, Mark?
Perhaps a fairer fight for you than this.
Boy, you just made the last mistake of your life.
Oh,
and he
ugly,
takes a
it?
Swig of a bottle and he throws it against a post and it shatters. Everybody goes, "Yeah!"
Asim takes a defensive stance and waits.
Alright, he's like, he's kind of like, gets over the kind of railing. There's a railing around it. It's kind of just like posts with a single wooden railing around it.
See, I wasn't sure. Gets like, over that. In my head, this was like WWE, but like just ropes instead of springy ass.
No
shit.
Ropes. There's one single
like a
piece
post.
Of wood going across all.
At what height? Of ropes.
You could probably duck about 4 inches and walk under it.
Okay. That might matter later.
And he kind of throws one leg over it and lumbers over on the other side. He's kind of like twists his neck around and puts his shoulders back. You hear a lot of cracks. Oh. Man, I haven't had the chance to beat a child since my wife left me with the kids. This will be nice.
I think I'm going to have to edit that out.
One for initiative.
Said that from the guy who's about to fight us in bare knuckle. Oh wow, you rolled well.
I'll take a 19.
Not well enough. Asim, you go first.
I hold my action. If he comes within range, I hit him in the balls.
Are you just gonna dodge?
No, I'm readying an action.
Ready in action. Okay.
But if he comes in within
he
range,
10 feet towards you to hit you.
Does that put him in range?
Oh gods, yes.
I wasn't sure how big. You said the 25 by 30. I wasn't sure where he started.
I don't know where you started.
In a corner, I assume. These are opposite corners. Do you want to map it?
I want to map it.
Oh, right. Boy. God damn it.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, but it's just me, and I feel like...
It's not going to be that big.
...deal the show, you know. I'm not trying to... Adventures of Asim while y'all watch and shit, but there's a fight club.
Adventures of Asim.
What am I supposed to do?
I thought about it.
Because I'm pretty sure it's this.
I thought about it, then I looked at my strength and was like, yeah, no. Not thinking about it anymore.
Nah.
Although in your campaign...
Sans magic.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, see, if I keep my... I can keep my Gauntlets of Ogre Shriek, I can do this. Without them,
yeah,
I barely
see,
made my plate armor.
And I stand here naked with 20 dex.
I mean, my
so
my
I'm
strength
ready.
And my hit points are decent, but without my armor, I'm... It, like, my AC
right.
is shit.
This is literally barbs and monks, and everyone else can suck dicks.
You didn't ask. But what, out of character, yeah, you totally would have been able to keep your Gauntlets of Ogre Strength.
But I'm with him. I have no dexterity. Like I'm just a big target that hits hard.
A lot of the people.
And I'm just
are.
A tiny target that hits a lot
yeah,
of times.
Most of them
are so,
there.
Yeah.
So my, I didn't see this.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of dig the hat. Actually, it's very kind of, you know, Keith or David Carradine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm.
You told me I had a
new
hat.
Jimbo
was
shit.
The closest one I could find.
No, it's like my actual real life hat. It's the same idea. And that is very shapely. It's probably a broader brim. It's almost like a lady's brim hat. All right,
he comes over. You go first. You hold your action. You decide not to move, so...
Yeah, I'm just going to stand here.
He comes to there.
And suddenly Asim lurches into action.
Goes to hit you.
With a fist.
Speed bag!
To the balls.
Speed bag?
I'm
speed
about
bag.
Speed bag that shit.
Torture.
That's literally about what... That's literally what's about to happen right now.
That is a 25.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry that misses. Yes,
God. Of course that hits.
Max level ones everywhere. All right. 8.
8 to the ball.
So he's like, "Oh, I haven't had a chance to beat a child since my wife left me with the kids." Lumbers over. And you see now, which you didn't see before, he's got a chain wrapped around his fist. And it comes in, but you go, "Oh, that is very nice." And... You hits so quickly, and you know the method of being loose with your arms until you strike to get more speed.
Yeah, just like a whip.
So he's just like, BAM! And this guy, and I'm going to say he has disadvantage on his strike now. Right?
Suddenly,
unfortunately, fort saves are not a thing anymore.
Yeah, now it'd be a con save.
Okay, disadvantage on the strike. He still rolls a 14.
Total?
No.
Oh.
That would be an 18.
That's my AC.
He will do a point of damage plus his strength, so
he does 3 damage to you. Actually, no, he's got his hand wrapped in chains.
Yeah, he's got a chain, so that's an actual weapon.
He still does 4 damage to you. Or 3 damage to you because he rolled a 1.
God, if I were a wizard and had heat metal right now.
And, like, you thought that would just down him. So
right.
You're
a little surprised.
You're a little surprised, you know. You put all your might into that. And
right. That was wide open, and I was just...
Yeah. Bam. So you were expecting him to go down, so you weren't prepared for the retaliatory strike.
Right.
Bam! Woo! Right across your chin.
Sinus is clear now.
And let's see here. And he gets 2.
After moving? He's... Man, I wish I was level 5.
He's got multi-attack.
Yeah, but he...
But this time he rolls a 13.
Rob's just the worst. He hates me. That's all.
In D&D, you can move and then make 2 attacks.
Yeah, I know.
In 5th edition, I like it a lot
in
better.
In D&D, I should be level 5, so I can do that.
Oh, no, he's got regular hand and offhand. That's anybody can do that.
But
you don't need. That's not multi-attack.
He hits you across the jaw, and you're like, oh, he's still up, and he comes around with the other hand to try to, like, uppercut right. you, and you just kind of move your head to the side. Whoosh! His big, meaty fists are kind of slow. So that was his turn. Your turn.
You see, technically, you could do that. You just use your bonus points to keep one at a time.
That's true. Huh. I was unaware that you could bring giant hams in here and swing them about. 14 to hit.
Hits. He's still going. Fuck you, you little fucking twat! I'm gonna kill you.
7
damage. How would you like to defeat him?
Let's see. So I came in with, like, the ball tap, and he already had, like, swing momentum, and then his off swing was bad. Yeah. So he's twisted about this way.
Yeah, he's kind of back on his hind leg.
So, yeah, I'm just going to, like, rear back and, like, punch him right in the armpit, which is a major nerve center.
Oh, God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah. Because that's just the worst.
Yeah, it's totally awful.
And, yeah, just...
Is he tanked to knees?
So, you do that, and he's
it's
back.
Like a haymaker to the armpit.
So, you jump up and just wha-bam! And you hear ribs crack. And his body is nowhere... You're honestly surprised, because when you sparred, you know, for training mm-hmm. back at your temple, you always sparred against people who were ridiculously in shape, had good taut muscles around to protect.
Right.
Even in their soft spots, they were mm-hmm. still not that soft. But this is like... putting your hand into a pillow. He does not work out. He's just big and relies on that way too much. And so you hear ribs crack,
man,
and you go...
sinks into his armpit.
Well, not sinks, but it goes... It's like your fist goes like halfway deep until it springs back out. And he goes... Oh! He spits blood. And he stumbles back and just grabs his arm and just falls out. You think he passed out from pain. Whew. So essentially, that fight went BAM! BAM! And you hit him twice, and he just collapses in a heap. And everybody, all the laughing has now stopped, and there's no cheering.
Except for ours.
There's no nothing. There's like 6 people like, ha ha! Everybody's like,
like, us and the brother and sister are like high fiving each other, and like,
for a moment that happens, and then everybody's like,
And Asim will bow at his fallen form and go back to his corner and sit down and wait.
You see Ethan over at the corner like,
I go pick up our money.
Yeah, you go pick up your money. Let's see.
I go pick up my money.
What did I say?
I put 20 on
3-1.
20 from each of our purses, so
yeah.
3-1. So.
You collect 120 gold, you collect 100... No, you collect 150 gold because you bet 50.
Baller.
Whoop, whoop. And Dylan collects 30 gold for himself and does not collect anything for Rhea because he bet Rhea's bet on the other guy. You sense to piss her off and someone hits her.
Rhea's gonna slap the shit out of him.
He comes over and says, "Hey, here's your betting money," because he knows. "Here you go. Congratulations." She's like, "Thank you." And another couple fights goes by, but people want to see more Asim. So only two more fights go by, and I assume you guys are not betting on anyone but Asim.
Just not
Asim.
Not betting on anybody but Asim.
Okay.
20 more from each purse on Asim again.
All right. The odds are only 2-1 now. Mm-hmm. Now that people have seen,
surprise,
what you can do.
Surprise!
I still put 50.
It's a living sort of thing.
50 down.
Odds change right up until the fight starts. If there's anything like the racetrack
fighting.
Yeah, do they tell me in advance? Like, what do I get?
Yeah, I'm just, it's for the sake of brevity.
Sure, sure. Right. I don't mean to steal the show.
No, dog.
This is just.
This is sometimes how it is.
Literally my thing.
They're having fun betting, right, guys?
Right. No,
and
fuck you.
Bashing laughers into the dirt.
Right. Yeah. That guy's still out, by the way.
He'll never know what he missed.
People are like setting drinks on his head. So, alright.
Some guy like pouring his drink over the guy's head is like, "I got kids, you son of a bitch."
You owe me 5. Right. Up.
There is now a. Next up, Asim! And everybody's like, "Yeah, a couple people are like, fuck that twat." You haven't seen the child beater since you.
You haven't seen him since.
He was carted off by the clerics, and you haven't seen him.
Do you give him a hit point top up in between rounds, by the way?
You are actually given a hit point top up.
No. Yeah,
there you go.
Clerics.
You handle
the biz. House clerics.
For your
I'm saving mine in case shit goes down and the house clerics aren't going to come in and
I
help.
I feel like my platinum covers
and then
this.
I'm like, all right, time to go.
That's part of what
I paid for. If he winds up against Carl and the tumblers decide to start some shit,
right.
We got you.
Then we burn this place to the ground.
Then we burn this place to the ground.
All right. And your next fight is versus another human.
Okay.
He looks to have...
So hang on. Before we go to that, now that I have seen that people are willing to bend the rules...
Uh-huh.
I will take a moment between fights to secrete one of my shuriken in my loincloth.
I'm sure you meant sequester.
Secrete.
That sounds
painful. You gotta shove it in there, Morty. It's gotta go real deep.
I did not.
Sequester.
I did not know that you could secrete shurikens. That sounds incredibly painful.
They're long and straight.
I'm pretty sure.
It's also very impressive secret. During a fight.
Hmm?
I'm pretty sure it's still pronounced secret. You used the right word, you just said it wrong.
Well, no, I secrete shuriken.
Secrete is like when you're leaking fluids.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely not doing that to metal objects.
Okay.
So I totally bollocks the whole thing.
And
let's just start over.
Also,
behind my balls, there's a shuriken.
Behind my balls.
Let's hope you don't get hit there.
Also,
no one's that short
before the fight begins.
So I gotta deal with the gnome, we'll work it out.
I proposed to Asim that we kind of do this Thai boxing style, and I produce some links of rope.
Okay.
I will just take my man's gauntlet.
I've got... Well, no, because that only makes my strength 19 and my dex is 20. And you get to add your dex to damage now.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So it's not even an improvement.
I gotcha.
You'll not be able to use something as obvious as chain, but...
Rope can be handy.
Yeah. So I kind of wrap... I have your hands out and I wrap his
dip it in the caramel... And then
into the broken glass.
No, the caramel, and then the M&M's, and the sprinkles.
And then the Legos and the D4s.
Oh! And 3d10 damage.
So yeah, he's got a rope fist.
Okay, cool.
So, toughens it up a little bit.
You've seen some acolytes at your temple actually do
things.
That, acolytes that were more focused in stealth, but more focused in combat.
I've had brothers and sisters who have trained this way, although they soak the rope in dense, heavy liquids to make them heavier so that they can...
Wait.
Weight training.
Pull out my flask.
You don't want to necessarily do that. You're not accustomed to fighting with such...
It is not my...
Weight?
Specialization. But we all must train that way, at least some of the time. Before I was...
Terrible.
You haven't done it in a while, but you're still used to it.
Right, I remember.
Yeah.
So you get in there, and ducking under the thing is a human. Looks older, maybe in his late 40s. Gray in hair. He's got his shirt off, but before he took his shirt off, you saw that this was a town guard. And he does not bluster. Goes in, he's got his shirt off, and this guy is pretty well muscled. More sinewy than anything, but it looks like he's been a town guard most of his life. And seen some, he's got a couple scars all over him. He's wearing simple brown pants, and he's barefoot. And he's got a military gray haircut. He walks up to you and says, "You ready?"
I extend my hand. "Best of luck to you, my friend."
Walks over, grabs your hand in his two fingers.
Right.
"You too." Kind of backs up and kind of strikes a fighting pose. And roll initiative.
No, not initiative.
10. You still go first! Zylo 5!
That's not me.
Damn, dude.
Strong 5, though. And you guys would probably be in the middle.
Are you calling shots to this guy?
So, like, one of these?
Yep.
10-ish feet apart?
10-ish feet apart.
Alright. So he sits in, like, he knows what he's doing, kind of defensive pose.
It's not like martial
right.
arts, but it looks like he's
someone at least taught this guy to fight
yeah,
with
he
something.
Knows, he knows how to box a little bit.
Okay. Well.
It looks like he's a little light on his feet, too.
Last time I waited, so this time, I'm going to fly in, like, right off the dick and just go for it.
Okay. Roll.
I think you're a little too obsessed with these genitals.
This is not Jack Jack.
My job is to defeat opponents. However,
yeah, but
I can't.
Your ball tapping and flying off dicks, okay? Come on.
Look, we got a broom with flying. How do you know it's not a giant dick with hair coming out the back? I don't. It wasn't described to me. It could be anything.
You guys placed bets already, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? 20. Did you?
23 first.
Good. Four roll.
Yep.
So roll to some things. Ooh, that's only a 13 to hit.
Let's see.
He doesn't have any armor.
His brown pants. He's going to need those in a minute.
He had some armor. Oh, he had some armor, but he has honor as well, so he took it off.
Foolishly took it off. All right, well, for his honor, he gets 6 damage.
You fly in, and you just, where are you punching him?
Let's see. He's a human. So, yeah, I came in, and I aimed for, like, solar plexus, like, dead center.
All right, well, he actually takes his fists and goes, and, like, tries, basically puts them in front of him to protect his solar plexus, but you still...
All right, so it deflects downward, hits him in the gut, which is not as bad.
Actually, he cradles with it.
Okay.
Takes some of the blow out, so it actually stays on his arms, but his arms look bruised as fuck. That was a tough hit. He was,
well, then, I'll use my bonus action for a free additional attack.
Go ahead.
Now that I've softened his defenses a bit, 18.
18 hits.
Actually, this one looks better. Just kidding. Another 6.
Another 6.
Asim is glove tapping this guy.
All right, how are you striking this time?
I mean, Asim just came in with like a flurry, not quite a flurry, but he's, you know, trying to like alternate between an attack and like a bluff riposte.
Mm-hmm.
Like, knock guard out of the way, so good. And eventually he gets 1-3. Just methodical, like...
Okay, so he...
Right.
Blocks,
he blocked
blocks,
the first one.
Blocks, but his third block left his side open, so you come in with a kick and kick him in the side. He... Oh! You hear some rib cracking, but nothing, like, breaking.
Okay.
And,
so that was, like, 15 feet of move.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm also, during that, I'm going to pivot over to here as part of that fight.
Got it.
Attack sequence.
Let's see. He pivots around basically 10 feet forward.
Okay.
Pivots around there and attacks you.
Okay.
Attacks you twice.
Oh, my.
And one's a 15, one's an 18.
18 hits.
You take 4 damage from one of his blows.
Ooh.
He kind of comes around you, and he's pretty light, and he does a jab to kind of test your defenses, and you... But he uses that opening to kind of like, hey, I'm going to hit you up here, and then he comes in with an uppercut and actually hits you in the stomach.
He leaned for that
one. Iron shirt technique, right?
He's like...
Yeah, he dropped down to a knee and hit you, and then he gets back up, and that's where he stays. Your turn.
So Asim takes a blow and is... Good. I was worried this was going to be boring.
He's kind of breathing heavy, like, oh god, you just did 12 damage to him already, and he didn't even get a chance to hit you yet.
Let's see. Yeah, let's not do anything crazy. Asim will just, let's see, he dropped to a knee, hit me, he came back up. So since he's already got upward momentum, I'm going to try and sort of like crash into him. Like, I don't know, is there still bull rush?
You can make an attack to attempt to move him, right?
I think so.
Yeah, you can shove.
Rules for this.
Yeah, you can shove.
But anyway, I'm like kind of like crashing down and like coming up. Like, ideally, my shoulder will reach into his crotch, and his upward momentum and my upward momentum will just...
Yeah.
You're trying to knock him prone.
Yes.
Okay. I guess this would be just a technically a trap attack, then.
We can try it?
Yeah, it's attack and then dexterity save versus strength check.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and attack.
So, attack, 23.
That definitely hits. Roll a strength, and I will oppose you with my own strength or dexterity check.
Okay.
6.
16.
Well, I don't think you're falling over.
No, and do you do damage on those attacks?
No, I think it's just that's.
So you try to come right, up and push up him over using his own momentum, but he digs in with his back heel and kind of pushes you off.
Okay. Well, I will use the failed momentum to kind of come back and come back in with my bonus attack.
Okay.
For 19.
19 most surely hit.
Oh yeah, max damage, take 9.
Damn.
Set him up. It's all part of the plan.
Okay, so he pushes you away, and you use that momentum to, like...
But I've created an opening.
You bat his hand down, use your left hand, use your other hand to hold his arm down, and you come up with a fist right to his face. And he... You see some blood spit out of his... And, like, mouth and one of his teeth fly. And he goes back on guard really quickly. Next.
That's me.
That's you. He will try to attack you twice. Misses both times. Turn. He tried coming down with a giant haymaker to hit you with both of his arms, and you kind of just...
I just walk closer to him so he swings over my head.
Right?
And then just kind of like put my arms back so I block both of his arms so he doesn't like hit my spine.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to just like... Good. So that's what I'm trying.
Roll both attacks.
14 and 21.
Both hit.
Yeah. Hammer fist straight to the gut with his arms like behind me trying to hammer blow. Ba-boom! That's 9 and 6. 15.
15 damage. Wow. Alright, one of... both of them go to his solar plexus. Temporarily knocking the wind out of his... Alright, 15 damage, you said.
Yes.
You hear cracking of ribs, but he's well-muscled, so... He kind of stumbles back, cradling his solar plexus. But he's still long gone.
Kudos to him, because that shit sucks.
Yes, it does. And he will attack you, but I'm going to say that the first attack will be a disadvantage. But I still rolled 17. Just barely missing.
Woo!
And then the second attack.
Much to my surprise, he comes back with a fierce swing.
And the second attack. Yeah, much to your surprise, he comes back and... And he actually brings a kick up. He hasn't kicked yet, so you're surprised by it. And the, like, you barely duck under it. It, like, almost clips the back of your... Do you have your hat on?
Let's say yes.
It knocks your hat off. But
some leg. He looks
really, really sad that that didn't hit you, so he tries to just come in with an easily telegraphed haymaker, and you step out of the way. Your turn.
Well, shit, he just haymakers, so he's closer to the ground than he was before.
Yep.
So I'm going in.
Oh, so we're kicking now.
Right? You don't say.
Mixed martial arts.
My kicking has a 14.
Yeah. He didn't wear his armor, because he's an idiot.
You foolish fool. Pew pew.
He's an honorable guy.
Right.
He's a good sport.
He's an honorable idiot.
Something like that.
Darrigan well, would not
be. You know what you get for being honorable? Max damage. Take 9.
Alright. He's down and you just take
just
and
right
round,
the face.
Yeah, roundhouse right across the face and he you see another tooth fly. It's got the tiniest little halfling bruise on his cheek and he braces and look and starts to get back up. He's still up.
I'm coming in with my bonus action attack. 18?
Yeah.
I can bonus action every round. If I want to spend a point, I get 2 attacks.
Oh, okay.
But so he can attack 3 times if he wants. He's basically going easy on this guy.
It's another 6. Min damage all day.
Max and mins.
Maxes and mins. So, like,
foot!
So he basically... And he will try to uppercut you, like, okay. Just from the ground,
right.
Full force.
Like 6 feet of uppercut.
Like 6 feet of uppercut.
Motherfucker's bullet tape.
Misses with the uppercut, you dodge out of the way, and he brings it back into a guard and tries to punch you in the face. God, I cannot roll above a 10. Miss.
I approve. Let's hope that continues if I make it to the end of this. Because 10 will probably still hit me.
He misses you again, and they're getting kind of sluggish. He looks kind of wobbly. But he's taking a lot of punishment from you.
I've not heard any rules about conceding, so the beatings continue until morale improves.
Roll.
Oh, 19
damn.
On the die.
Yep.
Man.
This poor guy.
I need improved crit in my life.
Right? I'll just take 7.
Another 9.
Another 9, you say?
Is just good. Good.
How would you like to do this?
Let's, what is that thing called? Where you jump up and you kick the guy and you flip.
A backflip kick?
A backflip kick. But isn't there like a cool name for it? Like a sunset kick or like a...
I'm not that high of a sash, man.
Well, whatever that is, I just... Like, he comes up with his uppercut and then he comes in with his fist and then there's a chin and I'm just... Gah!
Oh, dear sweet God. So you guys do this. He throws his arms out. And just basically backflips, but catches this dude under the chin with both of his feet, essentially, as he comes over.
Right, like
and
Jesus
the guy goes, dish, dish, and you just see blood come out of his mouth, go flying through the air, just poof, lands on the ground.
Not acrobatics great. To stick to landing.
Go ahead.
Natural 1. I kick him so hard I fall on my ass.
You
fall, land on your back, but then you kip up.
No, you fall on
I
the
do like
railing.
A half.
You fall on the railing, and you're like, whoa! And you kind of like bounces you back up, and then you fall on your ass, and then you kip up, ha!
And his ass is on the ground.
And his ass is on the ground, like, and everybody's going, yeah!
Close enough.
A drop kick.
Collect my money.
Everybody involved.
Yep.
At 2-1. It's another 40 per bag.
All right.
Whew.
So I get another
100.
50.
Nassim took a few hits on that one. He's awake.
Yeah. Oh, Nassim did take a few hits on that one. You respect this guy.
Yeah. No, full props. Make sure go over and like make sure he's not dead because that was like a desperation. Like,
actually, no.
I gotta do this
now.
One. Holy shit! I hit him with it.
Only
took one. He only got hit once.
Yeah, I got hit once, but it was for 4.
Yeah, it was serious.
It's a respectable hit.
And
you gotta realize I'm like this big.
And he's only doing 1 plus strength.
Right.
So he was
Nobody showed up yet who gets to roll real dice.
Funny you should say that.
Oh, it's coming.
Goes.
I saw the guy next to Ethan. I know him, Bone.
Funny you should say.
Are we there already?
Yeah. Nobody else seems willing to fight the small halfling who just took out one of the previous reigning champions.
Well, all right.
I don't know if it was.
So, cleric heals?
For yep. like 4 points?
You're at full.
Okay.
So he's really going to fight.
Carl the club.
Carl.
Hey, hey, hey. All 200 gold's mine.
All 200 gold's mine.
All right.
I'll retcon the bounty.
I go over to Nadar and say, Nadar?
So do they announce this? Like, this seems like a big deal.
Let's say if you were not a member of the Temple of Bahamut, and were going to bet on a fight, how much gold would you bet?
Well,
because theoretically, if you were betting right now and had bets in the way that I have been betting, you would have 160 gold right now.
On a scale of 0 to 160, how much do you value your friendship?
I am faithful in Bahamut's choice.
See, I
and in my little friend.
I feel like he's going to fight dirty.
But I'm also faithful that this is a den of inequity.
No faith required.
And my original bet should be suffice.
So if you had, for example, been betting like I have at 20 per fight, you think that would suffice?
If you weren't betting like a bitch, you'd have more money.
So, after the fight, while this is happening, do I
that you
show
were
up?
Given.
So, the whole thing.
This conversation?
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was the whole thing.
It was
100
gold,
bet.
Sir.
Well, no.
So, I see him walks over while y'all are talking about this.
I'm trying to be philosophical about this.
Trying to get
being a young
belly.
Person that I am. For Muhammad's sake, dwarf, bet the 100 gold.
Cool. I would not,
fair enough,
be so cavalier about that, my friends. I've gotten word that no one else wishes to fight, except the one.
You will be facing the enforcer.
The one?
And I just point to Carl, up next to Ethan on his chair.
What do you think your odds against him are? I mean, I've seen you against various monsters, and you've saved my life. But
there was a bounty on this man until there was not. And I do not understand the mechanisms by which that occurred. But the story goes that he killed one man and wounded six. I fought many men at once. I have not fought one man who has defeated many men at once. And given what I have seen, I do not anticipate that he will fight in an honorable fashion.
I venture to say you're probably right.
I will use all of my abilities. I do not know if they will be enough. I have taken as many precautions as I can. But I do not know that this man will stop. Because he was told to stop.
Do you have to?
That's a good question. Do I have to?
Someone has come over and tell you that you have been challenged by Carl the Club. Do you accept?
Like, after I got to the table? Like, describe this to me a little
bit. This happened before you had this conversation.
Okay, so I had my fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then where do you go? Like, do I have to go back to the locker room or whatever after a fight?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. So we had our fight, we went back.
Otto told you that...
Otto said...
The odds would be 10 to 1 against you.
Generous, I suspect.
That's as hard as I can go here.
Probably for the best. You've seen him fight? Otto?
Yeah. Gross. Hey, fights every once in a while.
What would you say? Does a man stand a chance to beat such a person who has the favor of everyone here, including the... true proprietor? Why would a man take this challenge?
I don't know. You got a set of bowls on you, you might want to take it, but if you're looking for a man, a smart man's opinion.
As you are, of course. Or you would not survive down here in such a treacherous environment.
I'll take your golden cow. Not likely to beat him.
I imagine, since you tell me he only fights now and again, that the people are expecting a spectacle.
It's always a spectacle with you.
And I suspect further, given what I have seen in my first fight, the part of the spectacle will test the limits of the rules that we have established.
Let me put it to you this way. You can bend as many rules as you want. You don't need to.
Alright.
He's vicious. But I've never seen him cheat to win because he never needs to.
But he would.
Oh yeah, he's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
So no one would be terribly offended if I did the same.
Probably not.
Alright. I accept.
Alright. As long as you're not talking about magic.
Well.
Shit.
It depends on what you mean by magic. You see, among my order, there are those who can pierce the hides of even the toughest creatures. But they wield no magic. Simply the power of the mind and the body.
Right.
Right.
So I'll need specifics if you have something that is strictly prohibited.
Listen, mate, what are you talking about? Just give me exactly what you're going to think about doing. I won't tell nobody, but I'll tell you if it's allowed or not. Because, cool. Believe me, it's better for me to tell you whether it's allowed or not. And
here is the thing. I intend to fight as fairly as he does. So, if he comes out barefisted, and we stand toe-to-toe or run about the arena as is, then I plan nothing other than what you have seen.
Alright, that's likely how he's going to fight.
If he comes out with something else, as my first opponent had a chain wrapped around his hand...
Yeah, I saw that.
Not particularly troubling, but I knew that you would not place me against anyone of particular import in my first fight, because you have not heard of me. I am known to you. So, this man has the acclaim of all. And he can probably get away with murder. And everything below it.
Eh?
So, I do not know what I intend, because I do not know what he will do.
Mate, as long as you don't use any offensive or defensive magic.
I am not.
You don't alter the landscape at all.
I am not a magician, my friend. You have seen what I do.
Alright, then you should be fine.
There are a few edge cases that become important now and again.
Then you should be fine. Just do what you're going to do, and I'm sure it's honestly against him.
It seems unlikely to matter. Truly. Right. He's a big man.
Something like that. You going to do it then?
Assuming that I survive this night, if I see you again, ask me about the ogre.
Well,
and I walk off.
All right. Hey.
Hi.
Report to the ring after I announce you.
I'll be there.
50 gold, I bet.
So I assume there's a little bit of build up and like shit talking before this because dude doesn't come out that often.
Yeah.
So if I've summoned
from
the
each
champion,
purse, 100 from
and
each purse,
and
from each purse.
Rev up the hype train to top gear.
Lucky,
Otto
yeah.
himself comes out from behind the
oh,
thing.
Shit,
so. Lucky, yeah, I do 100
I
as well. Fuck it. Do 100.
And he walks into the center of the ring. And he says, "Ladies and gentle bastards. Tonight you have a special treat. Our reigning champion has decided to challenge whom, you may ask? Well, if you ask that, you obviously haven't been here all night. A newcomer to these swords from, apparently, the new mercenary company, the Hand of Order.
Oh, God, we're famous.
Boo! Shut the fuck up!
No, I literally, I'm like,
couple
boo.
People boo, couple people yay.
Yes, boo your own company.
I'm like, I don't want to, like, show them who I am. That way
I'm
they,
associated with those bitches.
I don't want to be jumped in
you
the
remember what
box?
The last time happened to the last dude who did anything like that near in the dark? Do you reach out and
just smack. Yeah, everybody
so
in our
sorry.
Section is clapping politely.
Clap.
The one, the only, fighter from across the sea, Asim!
Close enough. Him.
Asim takes a bow.
Yay!
And you know him. You probably hate him.
You probably
But don't tell him that. The one, the only, Carl the mother in club! Yay!
He looks over to Ethan. Ethan says, just kind of rolls his eyes and says, you can go. Takes his maul, puts it in his hand. Ethan's like, taps him on the arm. Like, gives him a, what the fuck are you doing?
He's this tall.
Put it down. He's like, puts the maul down, keeps his armor on, and strides over to the ring.
Yeah, if that maul had entered the ring, there would have been a staff flying in. <his tongue.
laughs> And walks up to the ring and just kind of like looks to one of the guards. One of the guards, oh shit, comes over and like unlashes the wood and then lets Carl the club in and lashes the wood back.
I go down to ringside and motion a seam over.
You're going to have to make a strength check.
Everybody wants to see this shit.
Yeah.
Strength check.
I stand on the table.
No, not terrible.
Okay.
See this.
I believe in your dwarf.
Nadar, you can see over those 15.
That'd be a 15.
I mean, 15? I have a fucking 3 Good enough. You just, no, just
dwarf your way up there. Start being dude. Charlie horse.
Half Thor Charlie horse is his way and like, motions to you to come
I
over.
I come over, yeah.
Alright. This bastard's gonna figure out a way to fight Dirty as clean as he claims he's dead. Alright.
Yeah, of course.
So if he starts some shit and I see it, try to take him off his feet.
I have a few ideas. But first I'm going to see what he does. Do not be alarmed if I appear to be losing.
There's going to be a few curse words thrown around.
Give him a chance to fight fair. I would not...
Oh, I'll give him a chance, but just...
I would not take him amiss if he decided to do this the way that it was presented.
If he starts fighting... Oh. If he starts fighting dirty?
By all means.
Sweep the leg.
I will abide by the rules exactly as long Sweet as
leg,
everyone yeah. else does.
And basically, you know, up until this point, you know, whenever I hex people, I describe this big, crazy thing. Technically, it's, you know, I can do it subtly. So basically, I can just, you know, make
Secret
him clumsy.
Hex.
Yeah. I can just make him clumsy if I want to.
I mean, you know, he wouldn't have used defensive magic.
Oh, I haven't used any of my key points yet.
I knew what
so,
was coming.
Carl the Club enters.
All right.
After being let in.
Asim is there on the ground.
He's got his
doing
half
his thing.
Plate still on. Kind of looks at you, studies you, squints at you for a moment, and then a smile cracks across his face. His lip still being raised on one corner of his mouth because of this terrible scar he's got.
Been a while since I've had a fight.
You look bored up there, my friend.
Your fights have been anything but boring.
I agree.
You sure you want to do this, little man?
Do you really need all that metal against such a little man?
Not really. I just don't feel like taking it off.
Perhaps I can help.
Ring the fucking bell!
And ding! The bell is rung. Roll initiative.
Asim stands.
No, you gotta do the kip up, man.
Right, just meditate. He comes over.
All right. Kip up into the fucking ceiling.
Oh, no! Ow! Oh, it's a trap!
Just stepped on a D4. Who put this caltrop down here?
Minus one to DM rolls.
Shit, that would have been
initiative.
Great. I should have given you a bag of caltrops. I've got one.
Oh my god.
In the sand. Just hide that in the ball bag.
In the sand.
That would be awful.
Oh shit, son. How's a 21 sound?
You go first.
I take the dodge action.
Alright, so I have disadvantage?
Correct.
Alright, I roll up and swing.
The dodge action? Is that a little thing?
No. It's just, it's fighting defensively.
Rolled an 8!
Okay.
So he comes up.
He's not like as disciplined as that guy, which is surprising. Like, he doesn't take like a fighter stance. Right. He's just big and hulking. He's got his left arm down, and he goes to like punch you with his right arm, and you just kind of like out of the way. And then he attacks again.
Also a disadvantage.
Also a disadvantage. Well, good for you. Then he tries to knee you, and you kind of just, like, dodge that as well.
I just kind of, like, slap his knee so that it loses all momentum.
His knee is made of solid muscle. It's like whapping a tree trunk.
Whew. Enhancing.
Your turn.
That scene looks very, like,
actually,
yeah, this is good. I am pleased. Actually, what? Before I do things.
I'm actually just making sure he had two attacks.
I'm sure he does.
Be really great is if you have riposte.
Shit, everybody.
Right, ting!
Every round. I'll just wait.
Just use my reaction.
Right?
My apologies, he did not. No, well, then I block his non-tech.
Well, yep. He didn't hit you anyway, so...
Alright, so... my general strategy is going to be I'm going to use my action to dodge and my bonus action to hit once.
Go ahead.
Until further notice. 25.
25 hits.
Feeling good about it.
Feeling fancy.
Fancy. Take 8.
What do you hit him? How do you hit him?
I assume we're up there like...
Okay,
so I just get something in somewhere.
He's not guarding very much, so you're, like, literally, he's just swinging at you, swinging at you. The other guy you were fighting was much more disciplined. He's not disciplined at all. He's using his bulk and his strength.
Right, and his armor.
And his armor.
He didn't take it
and
off.
You get in a soft spot in his armor, and you're... Boom!
So I'm, like, blocking and, like, trying to, like, find the chink in his armor, and I'm just like...
That's racist.
And your
thigh joint.
And you hit the thigh joint. BAM! And you're... It's like hitting a goddamn tree trunk.
It's like I punched armor.
Your fist doesn't sink in at all. And he doesn't seem to be phased.
Alright.
Well...
BAM! Oh, wait a minute. Are you...
Always
defense.
Still
a disadvantage, so I miss.
Okay. Yeah, Asim is fighting defensively. Like, it's very obvious to everyone watching that Asim has come in, he's struck a defensive stance, he's waited for Carl to do his thing, and he has simply responded where openings appeared. He found what he felt was one good one, and took it to no apparent avail. And the same shit. Like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a dodge action, and I'm going to take my bonus action to hit once.
Go ahead.
For now.
Kumite, kumite, kumite.
18.
18 hits?
Just barely.
For another 8. Another 8. You hit. Doesn't seem phasing.
Okay.
Miss.
So we're just toe-to-toe, like...
You're the only one hitting anything. He seems to be getting a little frustrated that you're dodging out of his... You know, this weird thing that you're doing.
Right. Discipline fighting is throwing him off.
Mm-hmm.
AC 14.
AC miss.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It bounces off his armor.
Did you wear armor in here?
17.
Not quite. Close.
He...
Woo! Asim's eyes widen as he...
He thought he almost had you.
Yeah. I'm gonna... Since he got close, I'm gonna spend a key point to flurry.
Woo-hoo!
Spicy.
What'd you get?
That's a natural 20.
Fantastic.
And that is an 18.
Roll damage.
So we got 7 and 7, and then for a crit. We got another 8. So 15 and 7 is 22.
Describe how this happens.
Oh, shit.
No, he's not down.
Okay.
Describe how it happens.
So he comes in. He thought he found an opening. It was actually a feint.
Mm-hmm.
To make him overextend. So now he's, like, leaned over, because he's trying to punch me in the face, and I'm, like, half his size. So he's got to lean over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I block past his punch and come in with an elbow to the back of the head.
Nice.
For 15.
Uh-huh.
And then he rears back up, and I jump up and tag him on his way up with another punch.
Nice. All right. You know, you fake. Wha-bam! Bam! And you punch him in the thing, and he kind of, it forces his head back. Kind of just looks back at you. And smiles.
Me too.
Nadar, how far away can you detect magic?
Part of that? Really? Okay. That's crap.
Buffering.
What'd you say? Alright, that's, miss.
Alright. Let's see. So we've been toe-to-toe for, what, 3 rounds now?
Yep. Yeah, you've done that's, 38 to him.
That's like nearly 20 seconds worth of just... So tell me about the crowd's reaction thus far. We've had 18, 20 seconds of just toe-to-toe, like...
Yeah, they're rather impressed that you're still awake. But they're rather impressed that he has not seemed to hit you. And they are... A lot of them are cheering, a lot of them are really hoping that you'll beat him, and a lot of them are laughing. They're like, oh, yeah, get him, Carl! And I was like, come on, you little half-wit bastard, I'm going to lose my ass off on this!
30 feet.
How far away are we from the, them?
Who?
How far is our table from them?
You know what, let's gladiator up this a bit. Instead of what I said before...
Like there?
Okay, so... 5...
Okay. Seems a little suspicious that he doesn't seem to be registering any kind of hits at all. And I'm wondering if there's some shady shit going on.
Alright.
Alright, so...
Take a stroll down there and...
I'll cast a spell that lasts for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Say a little prayer to Bahamut. Eyes change color, and I stand up with you.
Alright. Kind of start making our way down to ringside.
Okay. With you, it's easy to get a ringside seat because, oh my god, Godzilla's coming!
Yeah, a little bit. So
a lot of these same people had me throw them out of the way earlier.
Very
so
true.
Like,
they
oh shit. Okay.
Between the two of you, yeah. So for dramatic flair, because I forgot I could do it, let's say that after my crit elbow to the back of the head, I tumbled between his legs.
Okay.
For that second hit.
Okay.
Because it doesn't change anything, but it looks cool. We're doing gladiator shit, so.
That's very true.
Do you read anything coming off of him?
Yeah, I got
you. So, I have detect magic on.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see anything from the two fighters?
I have no magic on.
No.
No.
Okay. Just checking.
It'll be two more levels before my fists and feet.
I return my seat.
Is magical.
What do you do? He missed. What do you do?
I continue beating him.
All right. For the sake of brevity.
Yeah.
He's not gonna hit you. He's got +5 to hit, and he's rolling at a disadvantage this whole time. And you hit him a bunch.
I did.
It goes on like this for about another minute. And he doesn't seem to be minding that you're hitting him.
Okay.
He's actually to a point. He's not frustrated anymore, and now he's kind of like, you're gonna jump around all day, I'm gonna get you eventually.
Is there any, like...
And you will tire eventually, my friend.
Oh, I got endurance.
Am I seeing any damage, like, actually appearing on his body at all? I've seen him crack him in the face a couple of times at this point.
Any bruises
any cuts, blood, anything?
Nothing you can register.
That's damn peculiar.
He's got probably 3 resistance.
Miss.
If you don't hit him for more than 10 hit points, it's not gonna
That's
affect
a crit.
Him.
What disadvantage you rolled 2d20 take him lower?
Mm-hmm.
I crit him for 11.
Doesn't seem to affect him.
So this goes on for like a minute.
Yep.
And I'm wailing away at him, and he's flailing away at me, and nothing of import appears to occur.
I keep rolling crap, but eventually he will hit you.
But I can't damage him.
All of your attacks have failed to damage him. You flurried, you did everything.
I don't know. I'm in there fighting, so it's not like I can ask how long this will go on.
Goes on for a long time. For the sake of brevity, he does get a couple licks in on you, and they do a total of 4 damage apiece.
Okay.
But he's slow.
And right.
You're damaging... I mean, this fight could go on for an hour, but this is a war of attrition. You are apparently losing.
Okay. Well...
I feel like after the first 5 minutes, it gets a little boring to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
Like, if it goes on for an hour, does he literally fight for an hour? Like...
This guy shows no signs of tiring.
The crowd get tired of that shit and start leaving.
Is he breathing?
Yep.
Asim seems determined but concerned.
So you just keep going?
Yeah.
Alright, well, for the sake of brevity, I've around an hour of fighting, and you've never fought a pitched battle for an hour, so you're getting pretty tired yourself. He lands a blow that knocks you unconscious.
Okay.
And, everybody goes, yeah! Come people go, fuck! And, he kind of... He looks like he's a little tired, too, because an hour of straight fighting, even though he's slow at it. You know, he seems a little out of shape.
Slotty, shit him over.
He looks up to Ethan. Ethan ponders for a minute, then beckons him, and he does not decide to finish the job. Clerics come over and heal you back up to 5.
Okay.
You guys don't get your meds back, and you're beckoned back to your table.
I give you 60 gold back.
So I'm like...
So it's not a total loss.
Should have stuck with the 50.
A lesson in humility from Bahamut.
Like, utterly exhausted.
Utterly exhausted.
Like, come and just...
sort of and when he did hit you, it hurt. But strangely enough, not as much as that previous guy.
So, Asim, battered to pieces, comes back to the table. Like, I'm just one solid bruise from blocking and deflecting and glancing and the whole nine. And was it literally an hour?
Like, 45 minutes.
I was watching this whole... Like, I've seen this now, and, like, Asim should have, like, killed this guy 4 times over.
Asim hits... Should've. Him many more times than he hit the ogre.
Yeah.
But nothing seemed to affect him. Which was weird.
Extraordinarily. And the fact that his detect magic did not go off.
It's very true.
So Asim stumbles back to the table. Bruised, bloodied, alive.
Why you no win?
Not even...
Why you no win?
He actually doesn't appear unhappy.
It was a good fight.
Like, Asim seems, like, introspective. He's not displeased. He's not sad. I mean, obviously, he's in pain, but he doesn't really respond to pain like that.
Do fights with Carl usually go on that long?
Has any fight ever gone on that long?
Not really. You're extraordinarily hard to hit when you do that dodgeball crap.
dodgeball crap?
It gets worse. Just
so
like.
My thought is this. Are there other people in the arena? Am I reading off of them, like...
Like this that is, was
this
unusual.
Is, this is bullshit. Like, I don't care how tough Carl is. Like, the other guy was beating the shit out of him. He should have gone down.
If you talk to a couple people, they're like, that's how Carl fights. He's just tough as nails and he never goes down.
He's undead. It doesn't kill him.
Right, he's a revenant.
3/4 of an hour.
Edgar, the old champion, he held that title for a long time before Ethan brought Carl. And Edgar was beating him about the face. He hit him 100 times. Carl didn't go down. Then eventually Carl just hit Edgar enough times where he went down. Same shit. It didn't last that long because...
And nobody finds that suspicious at all?
They detect magic on him regularly. There's no magic. It's just how he is.
I've seen a lot of things in my life. I've seen a lot of tough things. I've seen him kill things that were more frightening and tougher than any human being.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, well, I mean, you win some, you lose some. Some so, people have...
You guys didn't come out in the dark. Like,
would you please?
Of course.
That was a trial.
I thought, wouldn't the healers heal you to full?
They healed me to 5. Is what I was told.
They did heal you to 5. Healed him to 5.
Pretty sure they're there.
Because how sacred.
Stabilized losers.
Right.
I just gave you 7 HP back.
Winning. That's fine. No, like, as long as I'm not on death's door. Okay.
So, I can heal you a little bit, too. I haven't used any spells today.
I mean, don't let me stop you, but as soon as y'all are done collectively caring for Asim, let me know so that I can do a thing.
That the fuck? I'm not going to roll into this thing anymore. I'm
terrible. I'm going to just one time healing word.
Okay. That's way better.
Yeah, way better. All right, so... 12.
I see him is coming back to life.
I gotta take away gold right now.
So what does Carl do after the bout is called? He, or he wins or what have you?
He walks up to Ethan, picks his maul back up, stands next to Ethan.
I'll walk over there.
Okay.
Am I stopped? Am I...
Actually, Ethan, you run into Ethan. He was walking over to you guys.
Okay.
No touching!
No touching.
Oh, my friend. Well fought.
Maxim rubs his face.
I was just coming over to your table.
Tell me true. Something unnatural occurred there. Come now. No man can take hits like that. Without augmentation of some kind.
Yeah. Assuming he's a man.
He appears to have some orc in his ancestry. But yes, more or less.
I can tell you 100% truthfully, there is no orc in that man's ancestry.
Then how? I've studied with the old man himself.
My friend, you fought a match with rules where... No weapons, no offensive or defensive magic. Yes. And I can tell you 100% certainly that no weapons, offensive or defensive magic was used.
Did I fight a man? Or did I fight a lie?
You fought the champion.
That is not my question.
There are
a champion is an idea.
There are no rules in the pit that say you have to be a man to fight. We have fought bears in these. We've fought tigers in this pit before.
Is he a living being? Does
yes,
he bleed?
Of course. Yes.
Have you seen his blood?
Yes.
Show me. I do not believe that you have fought according to the rules that have been presented.
What is he?
This is not a real man.
He beckons Carl over. Put forth your arm, Carl. Alright. Whips out a dagger. Slices Carl's arm. Blood comes out.
How does Carl react?
Takes it stoically.
That is not how a man reacts to being cut.
He winces a little bit, but he takes it stoically. He's like, he's very loyal. But as you can see, he takes some blood and flicks it across the table. It's blood.
I taste it.
Tastes like blood.
Or does right. it?
Tastes like blood.
Tell me, friend, how do you withstand such blows? I would learn.
It's not something you can learn. Something you're born with. You can inherit it.
What else were you born with?
Little patience for questions.
And he turns around and walks away.
Pardon him, he doesn't have the best bedside manner. Well, I've never seen someone last so long against the club before. But I did warn you, I've never seen him lose. According to Otto, he warned you not to fight him.
I've fought many men, and many not men. And there is something unusual about your champion. Something unorthodox. And I think you know what it is.
My friend, we would none of us be in the position we are without having a few unorthodox tricks up our sleeve. Though, it was not part of the bargain, nor the rules, to reveal everything about ourselves. I believe you're probably hiding a few tricks up your sleeve that you held back.
You're right, I held them back, because they were against the rules. And I do not think you have followed the rules as presented. I believe that you have a loophole.
Oh, here we fucking go again.
Remember how it says lawful?
Semantics.
This is what you get.
My friend,
always.
According to the rules, as written, no foul play was had.
All right.
I give you my word.
And I accept your word. You seem an honest man.
And he does nothing without my say-so. So he did not cheat behind my back. He knows better.
Let me ask you a question about the true rules of this game.
Ask
because one. I think I would like to try again sometime.
All right.
And I would like to understand what is truly forbidden.
All right.
You say, and I believe you, that he employed no offensive or defensive magics.
None whatsoever.
What do you consider offensive or defensive magics?
Well, there's a brochure at the front that you can get in.
A brochure? I'm not familiar with the term. I'm sorry. This
oh,
is not my
sorry,
first language.
It's something for Umber only.
I lean over to him and say, all the stuff I do, that's offensive and defensive magic.
And what of what I do?
That would be offensive.
How so? My magics do not do harm. Where is the line? Because
you cannot alter the battlefield. You cannot cast damaging magics. You cannot cast healing magics upon yourself. And you cannot cast magics that would protect you on yourself.
So when you say alter the battlefield, what do you mean? The terrain?
No illusions,
the
no...
The air? Like, to what end?
The battlefield
magic
should be the
alters
same.
Things.
The battlefield should be as the same. It cannot alter. You cannot go in there and cast an illusion to make it look like water. You cannot cast a spell of darkness. You cannot cast.
But something was cast on this man.
Nothing was cast on this man.
No man can withstand blows like that.
I saw your friend verify it. Nothing was cast on this man.
Magic is not that simple.
Magic is very complicated.
It's There's clear he is not a human.
Something was done here
what
to
exactly
alter the
is
balance.
He? I am curious.
I do not begrudge him the victory, but I would like to know how it was accomplished.
That is not my question to answer. If he does not wish to tell you all that he is, that is
he
his decision.
He answers
not
to you.
It's fair enough.
If you spoke to him and said answer, he would answer, would he not?
He is loyal to me because I don't exact complete control over him.
But you understand that the situation you have set up here is not equitable.
My friend, I'm sorry for your loss. But perhaps one day you can come back and try again. We will be here. But as far as I know, you've come out in the profit margin on many of your bets. Many of the people saw your prowess down here, and you made some gold. Everything I told you that would happen happened. Thank you for being patron of the pit. I invite you to come back and try again. Perhaps then some of your questions will be answered. Have a wonderful evening. And he stands up, turns around, and walks away.
There goes a man who will never fight on a fair battlefield.
I picked up on something he said. He does not have complete control over him.
He did say that.
Intelligence check.
Okay.
Not looking natural good. One. I don't know shit.
To your knowledge, I don't know. It's on the. It's nothing ringing a bell. You think maybe he's just not an overbearing boss, is what he was getting at.
Mm. Oh, see, I was thinking something.
So, what would you guys like to do? You have, 60 gold apiece, and you made quite a sum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet 100 on the last fight.
150, and then 200, but then you lost 100. So, 250 you came out.
Okay. I'm down by 40, he's down by... Or, I'm down by 50, he's down by 40.
But that was the last fight of the evening. Just kind of finally out after that.
Especially since it lasted so long.
Yeah, 45 minutes of wailing on each other.
Mm-hmm. A lot of entertainment, though.
You kind of get bored. Like 20-minute mark, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
These guys.
They're like, whoa.
This what is even inhuman. Happening? Like, I mean, we're all over the ring.
It's
like,
slightly inhuman that you had a 45-minute pitch battle.
That's not right.
Sparring after a minute, I'm like,
There were implied endurance checks.
Yeah.
So, who wants to go get a good night's sleep and then go kill a giant in the morning?
No.
I seem as ready to sleep.
I say we sleep like and then get the hell out of this town.
Few other times.
Also a valid option.
I give zero fucks about that giant.
All right.
I'm ready to leave this town.
So, where do we want to go? Do we want to go to Cavill's Run or do we want to go to the capital?
Can't we get it discuss that in the morning?
Good idea. All right, so we go back to the crack of the pantry.
You guys go back to the pantry. You have a good night's sleep. You are on a constant. Morning comes.
Asim awakens refreshed and reinvigorated.
With some bruises.
No, I worked on those.
Mental bruises.
Mental bruises. All right, so
how
you
many
guys...
fist fights do you think I've lost ever?
Pride's hurt.
Pride's are hurting.
So, And is there ever a town that sells wagons by chance?
Yeah, sure. There's a small stable out there.
Okay. Wondering how much it would be for a decent size wagon or cart.
I don't know. Let me look in the book.
Book of Omens, chapter 5, verses 3 through 21.
And the Lord spake saying,
it's dirty, but he didn't cheat. It's just dirty.
What is it he did that gave him over 11 points of damage reduction?
I'm not telling you the thing, because I'm not supposed to tell you the thing. It's some type of heritage. He's
35 gold!
What heritage makes you immune to bludgeoning damage?
Sold.
We should do that out of the group fund.
Nah, I get it.
We bought a wagon or something?
Yeah.
I didn't bet correctly for him, so I'll just take care of it.
Got a wagon.
My ultimate point
so
is
that way we've got something to put everybody's stuff in, so it's not leading down the horses. Plus, since the brother and sister don't have a ride, they can ride in the wagon.
Sister has a horse.
The sister has a horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have a broom, but it still gets a little uncomfortable.
They have made some gold recently, so brother buys a horse.
Okay.
None
of your horse.
Alright, well, we've got a cart that we can store stuff in, and if anybody wants to take a rest, we can, you know, they can hop off their horse, get the horse to rest, and...
We need to,
It also
repair
is helpful.
My armor.
Yeah. Yeah, well, before we leave, I go over to Carowyn's.
Yeah.
And, ask her if she has a forge, you know, I know she does armorsmithing. Does she have a forge that I might be able to use to do some repairs, or if she can do some repairs?
I have a small setup out back that you can use.
What do I owe you for the,
Oh, just don't break it.
Okay. Break it. Alright, I can...
So, I'm standing there with him, because I'm not going far without my armor.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, you're standing there with him, your full plate's off, and you have, like, the backpack on your front, kind of looking like a pregnant dragonborn, just standing there.
Alright, so I tack up his armor.
Okay. So, you tack up his armor, you guys still haven't decided where you're going.
Hold on a second.
So was that a long rest and back to full?
Yeah.
Yes.
All as well.
Long rest, back to full, all as well.
So I seen...
I heard it ring over there.
Yeah, finds
you guys.
I don't know where it is.
Alright, so...
He seems a bit dejected.
I vote for the capital.
I have never seen the human capital.
Where I gotta go?
It would be an experience.
There's something about that man that I do not like.
Cavil's Run.
He is a dishonest person.
There is nothing that I have struck that does not know that I have struck it.
On the thing.
You have seen it. You have seen it. And you have seen it.
What have I seen?
That when I strike things, they are aware that I have struck them.
There was something non-magical. He is a freak of nature.
Something about that man was dishonest.
A freak of nature! Exactly what I said. Sometimes we just have to let it lie.
I cannot.
Perhaps in our future travels we can figure
so
out what exactly
let us look at the letter
is.
Of the law. Or the letter of the rules that they stated to you. At no point did they ever make any suggestion that any of the fights were actually winnable.
Can magic be hidden?
Yes.
It may not necessarily be magical.
But can magic be hidden?
Not with the spell that he cast.
I don't think what monks can.
The only types
not,
of magic,
and that's why he's confused.
The only type of magic that he could not detect with the spell that I had him cast is a curse. If I cast my hex upon someone, it is not detectable by detect magic because it is a curse.
It does not seem like the sorts of magic that could be employed here.
No, it is his blood. It is his bloodline. He is not human.
Love you, Jay Bizzle.
Hey, thanks for cameoing, peanut galleying, etc.
Talk amongst yourselves, I'm gonna say my.
For example,
do not understand what happened.
He is able to produce lightning from the inside of his throat.
Yes.
That is not magic. That is an inherent part of his blood heritage.
Understood. What heritage allows you to withstand? I must have hit him 1,000 times.
There are all sorts of
over the better court, better part of an hour. How long was I in there?
There
I
could
lost
be,
track.
Could be any number of creatures that could resist that kind of damage.
Or that long? He's but a man, Carl.
He was not a man.
Ethan said he was not part orc.
It is very possible he could be some sort of other creature entirely that merely appeared as a man because...
What manner of creature can withstand so many blows? To no effect. None.
None that I've come across, but perhaps in our travels we can figure it out.
A dragon, perhaps?
And there was a bounty on this man. We could have sought him out and attempted to do battle with him.
There are the creatures from our parts of the world. The djinn.
Mm-hmm.
If here is many things.
But why would a djinn bother with pit fighting? There's no point to it.
Maybe they
for
get
such
bored.
A creature. Why?
But
I do not understand the juxtaposition of apparent power and lowly position.
Well, you have heard the legends, of course, of djinn being captured in bottles. And in lamps.
You think he is beholden?
Possibly. It could be a... If it was a dragon, it could be something that was pressed into
but
service.
There's would a djinn not appear to Nadar's vision of magics?
Not if it was an inherent part of his blood.
But are not such creatures inherently magical? Do they not appear as such? This is beyond my ken.
No, some of these creatures are actually elementals. It's just part of nature.
I do not understand. How...
I don't
anyone who appears as a man.
I don't understand everything either, but there are many ways that...
I struck solid blows.
I know, but...
Anyway, you guys wax on philosophical about this for a while. And
yeah,
we're rolling on
I seem shaken up about this.
So,
like,
where
this is a serious thing.
Are we headed?
Oh, by the way, take a point of inspiration for all that goodness.
No, thank you.
So what were our options? Where to head to?
The capital or Cavil's Run?
I voted the capital.
I vote Cavil's Run.
My understanding is that the capital may have particular equipment useful to those who wander the world, such as myself. I would like to go there, at least briefly, to peruse the market.
There's two capitals, one Cavil's Run.
I have no use for all of this currency.
Cavil's Run. I'm sorry, capital.
That's
capital.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a tie, so
sorry.
That's way easier. So it's three capital... One run, and then we've got two NPCs who assumedly have opinions.
So, capital, Cavil's Run.
Yes.
They abstain, they don't care.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like capital.
There
well.
Capital it is.
We do not have to stay, but
even
especially after my experience yesterday, I feel...
Even if it's just to procure various, as you said, traveling gear.
I have heard
of certain implements that would augment my abilities to do whatever it is we decide to do. And after my experience fighting it, a man as naked as I who withstood 1,000 blows.
He was not naked.
I mean, he had plate mail on. Or half plate, but armor doesn't mean anything to me. Because I effectively have full plate.
That's true.
Standing out on my own. So to me, they're like the same. They do the same thing, so I punching around armor is normal.
Yeah.
This man.
I don't think it was a man.
I do not know what it was.
Some sort of other eldritch creature that merely appeared as a man.
In the employ of a thieves' guild of a shoddy, smelly port town.
Alright, so
I do not understand the point.
A thieves' guild leader that was also remarkably good at his work.
He does appear to have a bit of a reputation.
So you guys are on your way to the capital, Lorraine, the seat of power in the kingdom of Gotham.